Yeah.
So, Shannon, if you are on the call, if you can hit star six, that'll bring you on live, and just let me know when you're on the call. So we'll see if Shannon from South Alabama
Dr.
can join
Murphy?
us here. Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the call, and I want to just hear your story out, if you will. If you could just share a little bit about where you were before we met, kind of the gym, because you'd had fibromyalgia for a number of years before we ever met and
Yeah,
had
sure.
tried a lot of different things. Yeah, so can you share a little
Okay.
bit about your history?
Absolutely. I started having a lot of fibromyalgia symptoms about 15 years ago. I woke up one day with a stiff neck, and it got worse and worse, and no amount of medicines or muscle relaxers, and just more and more pain and more problems. Had a real physically traumatic delivery with my daughter, who was my fourth child. And we think that that was finally the trigger that, I guess, the thing that pushed everything into the fibro. So been battling it really pretty much for almost 15 years, 15, 16 years now. And I have done everything, like you said. I've tried all the medicines. I've had horrible symptoms from the different fibro medicines that were supposed to make everything better. And a few years ago, I really started looking at the whole autoimmune issues and, you know, what was causing it. What can I do to make myself feel better? And I was, you know, doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that, a lot of reading, but nothing really seemed to make a big difference. It was just a constant battle of, well, we'll take a little more vitamin D, we'll take a little more iron, I'll stop eating gluten, I'll, you know, but I needed direction. And that's where you really helped me. The last 6 months through allergy testing and all the supplements and the weight loss program, I've been able to, in the last 6 months, I've lost 24 pounds. My pain level is significantly less. I'm not saying I don't have bad days, but they're nothing like they used to be. I'm exercising. I'm feeling better. My husband is blown away at the changes and just how well I'm handling stress. And I'm the mother of five. My youngest is special needs, so we have a lot of stress in our house. But it's just been amazing, and I just appreciate all that you've done for me and helped me. And I look forward to just getting better and better every day.
And so when you when, now you actually since you're from here, Alabama, most of my patients are scattered throughout the U.S. and actually even overseas. But you actually were able to come in. We actually met face to face. So,
Yeah.
what was that first visit like? When I shared with you that really the only way for you to reach your goals was to feel good was to get healthy. What was that like, that first visit?
Well, it was awesome because for the first time you actually listened to me and you agreed. And instead of, you know, like so many times we go to the doctor and the doctor says, "Well, your blood work looks fine. This looks fine. Everything looks fine. There's no reason for you to be sick." And
Right,
you
right.
didn't. You said, "Hey, this isn't right. We're out of whack. We got to fix this." And I just appreciated that so much because I've had years of doctors telling me, "Well, there's nothing wrong with you." And so that was just such a blessing, and it was wonderful. And it was just, I felt like we had a program finally. I felt like I had a
Right.
roadmap to fix this. And
Right.
that was the biggest
Right.
part of it.
Well, now, one of the things was a pleasant surprise to you, and I see this happen a lot, and you worked really, really hard, by the way. We'll talk about that.
Thank
Changing
you.
to your diet, doing everything that I asked you to do that you needed to do to get healthy, because that's really the only way to beat fibromyalgia. And you did. And I don't know if we would call it cured or not cured, I don't even think that matters. What matters is that you can do the things that you want to do. Go back to work. You can interact with your kids. You can do the things that you want to do. It doesn't matter. But I would say that the goal is to get you healthy. And right now, you're healthy, and there's no reason why you can't stay that way. Now, you know you got to do the things we've learned along the way, and you know that. But one of the things that was great that I looked back over your chart earlier today, knew we were going to talk tonight, and you told me how shocked you were that you had no more migraines. Because you had, what, I guess one or two migraines a week for a long time, and those just, we were able to get those to go away.
Absolutely.
How long had you had migraines?
Oh, years. Years and years.
Yeah. And so it was a combination of the, you know, finding the allergy foods, putting on the Pedadolix, which I've talked about on these calls. You can buy that over the counter. That's used in Europe. And then also finding that you had some issues with your thyroid that no one else had found.
Right. Nobody else had dug deep. Nobody had done the more extensive thyroid test. You know, they would do the basic thyroid test and say, well, you know, it looks fine. As best we can tell, it looks fine. And the thyroid supplement has made a huge difference. The DHEA, you know, which was very, very low, the stress coping hormone, like I said, my life's a little crazy, and it was taking a toll on my body.
Yeah,
and I just didn't have the strength to be able to do that.
But
I'll tell you, the number one thing that I saw that just blew me away was the 5-HTP. I mean, I saw that right away. I mean, literally within a couple of days, I was a different person. I was sleeping better.
So oftentimes what I hear, and I'm sure you heard me share my little introduction, is I hear that people have tried supplements, they've tried diets, they've tried these things, but it's not worked. And how dare me suggest that it can be done because they've tried it. What's the difference of what you're doing compared to maybe something you tried in the past that didn't work?
I think it's the whole comprehensive program. It's looking at everything. Whereas before, I would take some vitamin D, and I really didn't see a difference. I needed the comprehensive program to show me this is the direction. The testing really was such a huge eye-opening experience for me because I saw that there was definitely food allergies. There was definitely lack of adrenal function. There was definitely thyroid issues. Just knowing that, then we could deal with that and treat it. And I think that's the biggest difference between kind of shooting in the dark, which is what I had been doing for years before that.
Right, absolutely. And so while you had some results, they were always mixed, whereas on this, you were able to take the recommendations that I gave you based on the testing. And I need to make sure that people know that it's not easy. I mean, the people who come on this call, and they'll be every week I'll be sharing somebody new. That's my goal, is to make sure that I continue to prove the naysayers wrong. But it's work. It is definitely work. But would you say it was worth it, Shannon?
Oh, absolutely.
Going through what you did.
Absolutely. And I will tell you, you're right. It is hard work because I tell people all the time, I thought I was eating healthy. I thought I was doing all the right things. And then when we got the allergy testing back and the things like tomatoes and onions and garlic and coconut, you know, things that are healthy foods that are really good for your foods, but they weren't good for me personally. And just understanding that and taking those out of my diet, I was feeling better. So I just think that's so important. But it was a major lifestyle change. I mean, I had to go dairy-free, gluten-free, and soy-free. You know, so for me, those were my triggers. And I had to, make a major lifestyle change.
Right. And so everybody's different, and some people need allergy testing.
Exactly.
Some people don't. Anybody has migraines. The main triggers typically are foods. And low thyroid, those are the two biggies. But so those have to be you know, you have to have that detective work. But and then the people who will say, well, it is too hard to change my diet. I can't. What is there to eat? You know, I can't do it. What would you say to those people? Because obviously you were able to do it.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are so many amazing, wonderful support groups out there. I was able to tap into several Facebook groups that, you know, people like myself who are looking for dairy-free recipes, looking for gluten-free. I mean, we live in a society now where, you know, there's so many options. Whole Foods is a great place to go and look. And there's just so many people out there who are saying, hey, you know, food is my enemy. It's not helping me. And they're great to share recipes, and we do things together, and it's just wonderful. So the things are out there. But the biggest thing I would tell people is, you know, you can do it. And when you get to the point, hey, you know, birthday cake and chocolate were two of my favorite things in the whole world. But now knowing that if I eat that, I'm going to be sick. It's not worth
right.
it. You know, I will admit to all these folks out here, gumbo is one of my favorite foods in the world. And New Year's Eve, our family cooks gumbo. And I had a half a bowl New Year's Eve. And all day New Year's Day, I was in pain. So now knowing that, you know, you just say, hey, it's not worth it anymore. I want to feel better. You know, food is not that important.
Mm-hmm. So of course, you get that way. Yeah, you have that mentality only because you feel so much better. It's such a contrast that you know you never want to go back. It's not a gray thing.
Exactly.
I mean, it's very black and white, and that's what it's important for people to realize. Well, let me ask you this one last question. What was it like working with me by phone? Now you came in the first time. But the rest of the time, like most of my practice, it was done by phone. What was that experience like?
That was wonderful. And because I was able to speak with you every 2 weeks, so knowing, okay, you know, he's going to call me every 2 weeks and check on me and make sure. And so I was able to, you know, run things by you. And the nice thing about it is I was able to email you if I needed to, or Juno, your wonderful secretary. But it was just knowing that I had somebody walking this path with me. It wasn't just, here it is, do it. It was knowing that you were walking the program with me. And that I really appreciated that. And it helped me stay on track. Also, you know, I knew that you were going to call and ask me how the weight loss program was going. And you were going to ask me, how's the food going? You know, it just knowing that kept me on track. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, in closing, what would you share with others who may be listening to this call or may listen to a recording of this call? What would you share for those people out there who, you know, they're just not really sure about this whole idea that you can actually feel good again?
Oh, you can. You absolutely can feel better. And you don't have to be a slave to this horrible, horrible condition. You can feel better. You can move forward. And I would just say, first things first, go and buy the book and just read through the book. And if you see yourself in that book, then reach out and call. And, you know, give you a call, give Juno a call, talk to you, and just, you know, make the decision that it's time. Today is a good time, especially January. It's a great time to start a new program. But you can feel better. You can be better by the end of the year. It's going to take some work.
Okay.
It's going to take some time, but you can feel better.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Shannon, you're inspiring to listen to, I appreciate our relationship, and I really have enjoyed working with you, and we're still working. I mean, we still got some things to do.
Absolutely.
We're trying to finish up a few things. But, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really, really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, Dr. Murphy. Have a good evening.
Okay.